Good evening and welcome to CPAC 2022 Dallas, Texas. And we're interrupting our normal schedule. Normally right now you've already been 15 minutes into the Worldview Report, but we have a special schedule we're doing here at CPAC. Today we had the privilege of interviewing Attorney General from Texas, Ken Paxton. Mike and I interviewed Sarah Palin. We've had a lot of great guests on and more yet to come this weekend. Now tonight I'm gonna be joined by Catalina. How do you say your last name, Catalina?
Stube.
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 All right, and mine's Brannon.
Brannon, no Brandon.
No D in there. So she was practicing before we went on camera. And she's with Moms for Liberty. Then I'm going to be joined by Karen Kingston. We have breaking news tonight as the Biden regime is declaring a national emergency for monkeypox. All right. I guess here we go again, right? So we're going to talk to Karen Kingston, our favorite person on the issue of what's ever happening with things like pandemics and plandemics. Karen's really good on that. And then we're going to be joined by Colonel John Mills, and then we'll be joined by Gordon Chang. Gordon Chang will join us right here in the booth tonight. So a lot to get to, so let's get to it. Starting off, Catalina is with us again. She is with Moms for Liberty.
That's welcome. Right. That's correct. Thank you,
Brian. I saw you on the Steve Bannon show earlier today.
I was. I admire this guy, the tenacity he has, and he inspires every day and to stay in the fight, to even if they try to
knock you down.
Knock down.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you have a beautiful accent. Where are you from?
Thank you. From Colombia. I always don't feel comfortable to talking with my broken English, but somebody tell me you speak better than Biden.
That's just true. You
and,
do.
And even Kamala.
You actually use words I understand.
So, yeah. No good.
So how did you get involved with Moms for Liberty?
Oh, it take it personal because they are messing with my children directly.
How many kids you got?
I have 4 children. And between the age of 6 and 16, I miss them right now, maybe.
And where's home for you?
South Florida.
South Florida.
South Florida, the free state of South Florida.
The free state. And you're here representing Moms for Liberty. Now, you handed me a book. This is the book she handed me before we went on set, okay, folks? This is the book she handed me. I really can't show me the pictures. This is called Gender Queer. Gender Queer is the name of the book.
It's available in all middle schools and high schools.
Okay, middle school. How old is middle school? Someone remind me.
From 10 years old.
10 years old.
Yes. Your children go out from elementary school at 9, 10 years old, and they can find this book in every library of the public schools in all around the country. We are talking about explicit image that, I don't know, teach this kind of sexuality.
Oh, okay. Now, I can't even show this.
Why not?
Because I think I in some states, I know for a fact, in some states, if I show this on camera, can you believe this or not? On TV, if you show some of this stuff on TV, it's called obscenity. There's a book out there called It's Perfectly Normal. That's for 10 years old. Are you familiar with that book?
Exactly. Like this book and
right.
That other book.
Do you know that if you were to show the contents of that book on TV without scrambling the pictures, it could be considered broadcasting obscenity and you could be a big, big crime. But this book, okay, I'm just going to tell you right now, folks, this book is...
It's pornography.
It's pornography.
It's pornography.
It is absolutely pornography.
And okay? This is available
it's the same
for
sex pornography,
our children.
Same sex pornography as well. And it's now it's drawings. It is drawings, but they're
very explicit.
Very, pornographic.
And
this is for 10-year-olds, and it's encouraging them to experiment with all kinds of sexual
and
experiences.
And they call it under the name sexual education. This is not sexual education.
No.
Because sexual education teach a children to get abstinence or the chastity, and they never... name any of these names. They can a 10-year-old now with this sex education, they can tell you about all positions in sexuality, all kind of sex acts, but they cannot name you what is any religion. For example, what is the definition of Judaism? What is the definition of an Orthodox? What is the definition? They don't have a clue. They don't even have a clue about our history, but they can
they
tell
know
you
all
about everything about
and
that.
And that's some things that some people didn't know till they got married. And some of it, frankly, is some things that most even adults don't know today as adults because they don't run in the circles where they're learning about homosexual acts. So there's stuff being promoted here that grown adults don't know, and yet we're telling it to our 10-year-olds.
Exactly. They are changing our standards of morality. And this has been happening since the 50s, 60s, when, for example, Playboy. Do you remember the Playboy magazine? It was brought, and who's Hefner?
Yeah.
It was...
Hugh Hefner.
Right. Thank you.
Wait, with your accent, you had it right with your accent. Yeah,
I can have an excuse. And they were friends with Kinsey.
Alfred Kinsey.
Exactly. Who is a pedophile.
Pedophile.
A pedophile who made a study with 300 children that change the standards and create a sex educational sexuality in our schools.
Everything she's saying, folks, is 100% true. She's saying everything she's saying is 100% true.
This is
in my book.
True story.
Grave Influence.
Yes.
I have a book I wrote back in 2008, came out in 2009, called Grave Influence: 21 Radicals Ruling America from the Grave, and their worldviews. 21 radicals and their worldviews ruling America from the grave. One of them was Alfred Kinsey, and so everything you're saying, folks, she's right. Alfred Kinsey sexually abused, and his group of experts, they sexually molested children as young as 2 and 3 months old, all the way to teenagers, and they kept a chart on
how many orgasms they have between 24 hours,
and they're doing this to 2 months old
with our tax money payers,
and it was all put on what is called Table 34.
Yes,
Table 34.
That's the name of the study.
And then that became the basis for our sex ed curriculum in America. And of course today, the Sex Education Information Council of the US, SECUS, it gets federal money, Planned Parenthood, and
yes,
this is all based
it's
on
all, attached.
All based on the sexual molestation of children that people don't know about. And if you bring it up, well, like Congressman Steve Stockton of Texas brought this up many years ago, they used some way to rig and go after him. So everything she's saying is true. So you're like, how did we ever get to this point? Because we had so-called experts that were telling us.
Like Sigmund Freud.
Sigmund Freud, yes. Alfred Kinsey said that children should be sexually active by age 6.
Exactly.
Alfred Kinsey. And he said that all sex was equal sex or outlet sex, whether between adults or between adults and children.
If it's consent.
Yep.
How your children at 6 years old can consent a sexual act with any adult? This is impossible. This is pure abuse, children abuse.
Yeah, and I just had in your seat today was the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. And he said, you know, I'm getting death threats.
Yeah.
He says, I'm getting death threats because I'm reading the law as Attorney General. I'm saying it's against the law to take a minor child and start altering their bodies, to giving them puberty blockers, to sex change operations, alterations to their bodies that is permanent. He said, that's sexual abuse. And because I interpret Texas law, he said, I didn't write the law. I'm just interpreting the law and enforcing the law. I didn't write the law, he says. He says, I think it's a common sense law, right?
Exactly.
But he says, I now, because I stood up and said, this is the law in Texas, he's now getting death threats.
That is the demonstration of the radical left agenda, and they are doing everything to destroy the nuclear family, the individual, to base them to the lower level to get control over the individual.
Yeah.
And it's all about that. It's all about, it's an agenda, it's been there for decades, and unfortunately we just wake up just not, I think
what happens when you, now again, I can't show this. I cannot show this book on television. Maybe some of you can look it up. Gender Queer, a memoir. That's what it's called. Gender Queer memoir. And you're saying it's for as young as 10 years old in schools all across America. I know if you Google it, folks, they will show you some pictures online. It's flat out pornographic, but this is what is in our schools. So let me ask you this. As you show this to parents, some of them don't know about this, right? But as you show this to parents or even a grandmother or grandfather, how do they respond? I mean, I can only imagine.
They're shocked.
I can only imagine what my grandparents and great-grandparents would think if this was going on in America.
Let me tell you the hypocrisy of these people in government, that if we read this kind of books, because there is many books like this. Some of them, they are more explicit than others, but they are some of them, they are very descriptive on their content. And we try to read that aloud in a school board.
Right.
And they shut us down.
They shut you down. In the very school district where they're putting this in the library, and we have shown videos of these moms doing this on my news report.
Exactly.
These moms will go to the podium and start reading from this book.
Yes.
And within one sentence, they interrupt from the school board and say, "We can't have you read that. I'm sorry." Well, why not? Because that is obscene. Wait a minute. It's obscene. This is what is in your school library.
In schools with the children.
So isn't that the point? The point is it is obscene. So if it's obscene and I can't read from it as an adult to you adults, why then is it in the library for my 10-year-old?
And specifically this book.
Is it coming out of those libraries in a lot of cases? No.
No. It's specifically not this book, but other books that have exactly the same ideologies are available from kindergarten through to all elementary school. And this is an example of the middle school, but what they are trying to teach to our younger children, they are not ready in their minds to understand that, as they are not ready to vote, or they are not ready to drink, or they are not ready to drive. And not only that, they are not stopping that, but they are pushing the blockers on puberty. They are pushing
the puberty blockers,
mutilation on young girls and young males. And they are just confusing, and this is for the life. The consequences are for life.
Are you at Moms for Liberty? I'm going to give you your website here. Are you guys also tracking at all the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child?
So we're holding accountable everyone who is against this transparency in education.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we want is change policies that are against our children. So we are going to try everything to work, for example, with Governor Ron DeSantis. He just passed the bill on parental rights, then after passed the bill on Woke Act with when Disney got blocked of his taxes cut and all his privilege. And not only that, but they changed all the books. And it's not that we are banning books or we are against LGBTQ, it's nothing at all. We are very inclusive, and we have many gay parents that come with us and tell us we don't want our children get indoctrinated and get the gender ideologies. So we're very open on that. And honestly, what we all have to do is get united and support other parents that we are in the same
time. You'll have no parental authority, because in conclusion, I'll tell you something I've been following since the early 90s, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. If this treaty has been ratified by many nations from the UN, but if it is ever ratified or they do some kind of trickery and put it into law here in the U.S., you, by law, you cannot stop your kids from watching this. Because the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child gives children the same rights as adults. And it's called the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. People can go look it up and read it. In fact, if you as a parent violate your child's so-called rights, like freedom of religion, you make them go to church with you, or you stop them from having access to certain material, including pornographic, they have the right to an attorney and access to the courts to sue you. Okay, this is the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. We're one of the few nations that has not ratified this or passed it. If it is ever ratified by the U.S. Senate, it becomes equal to the Constitution. Okay? So again, what she's talking about with Moms for Liberty and attacking parental authority and going after our children, this is far deeper than people realize. And what it will ultimately mean is that your children become basically given over to the government. And you won't be able to say, "No, government, you can't show that to my child. No, government, you can't do that. That's my child. I'm the parent." They'll say, "No, your kids have rights that supersede your parental authority." So they'll be knocking down your God-given authority, your God-given rights. So your website...
It's not a politician deciding over my children.
That's exactly right.
No, even the health or the education on the morals. I don't trust the government.
No.
I don't trust the educational system.
momsforliberty.org, right?
That's correct.
Momsforliberty.org.
You can join the chapters, you can donate, you can support other moms, but it's important to join a chapter because it's in every county. And
good.
We need, like I say, whistleblowers in every county to help us get accountable all these people.
Absolutely.
And if there is not a chapter in your area, you can
start
become
one.
A leader in your community. And we are going to help you, to give you all the tools, to give you a training. So, and all that is for free. And you can help the community. You can help not only your children, but all the children.
Absolutely. Momsforliberty.org.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate
so
it.
Much.
Catalina, say your last name again.
Stubit.
Stubit.
Stubit. Brandon.
Brandon and Stubit.
And
so we're
Stubit.
We're practicing each other's names. We were doing that before we went on the air. All right. Momsforliberty.org. Momsforliberty.org. Check out our website, won't you?